What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I just saw on the news that Lyndon LaRouche died.
I was wondering.
He seemed like he had the number of a few people that... And he made some enemies over the years, his view on the Holocaust and the Bushes and the banking system, I think. What was your take on him?
Well, you know, I hadn't really been paying that much attention to him, to be very honest, and I was unaware that he'd passed. He certainly seemed to be a man who spoke his mind. And that's a rarity in modern politics.
Yeah, I think, you know, before there was James Traficant, there was Lyndon LaRouche. I think he got railroaded, didn't he? And they used tax laws to neutralize him as a political threat.
Yes.
He was definitely a political prisoner, if my memory serves correct. But, yeah, it's sad, you know, the way he was treated. He started out in Marxism, but he came to his senses somewhat, in later years. But anyway, that's what I was wondering, if you had any more information about the man. It seemed like some of the things that I've heard his positions on were pretty decent, you know. So that's probably why they treated him like, you know, Ron Paul, I guess, or Ross Perot or Ron Paul, you know.
Yeah, so, can't let those outsiders in. It's a big club.
Yeah,
we're not in
you
it.
You ain't in it.
Yep.
All okay, right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks right. a lot, Philip. We're going to let you go. All right. Okay, the first female pilot to lead the U.S. Air Force's Viper team was asked to leave after just 2 weeks on the job. This is coming from the Air Force Times. Captain Zoe Kotnik was commander of the F-16 Viper demo team, a fleet that performs complicated aerial stunts at widely seen events such as the Super Bowl. And they're not saying exactly what happened, but apparently Colonel Derek O'Malley relieved Kotnik of command due to his, quote, loss of confidence in her ability to lead and command, end quote. So, little interesting thing. Now, the four-star admiral, Phil Davidson, who's now head of the U.S. Pacific Command, was testifying before Congress, and basically he's responding to all this information that came out recently about the collisions by the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain that took place over in the Western Pacific. And the Navy report came on out, and it was just absolutely devastating. Crews were overworked. They were undertrained. The captain made major mistakes. Equipment wasn't working properly. The ships weren't actually even properly certified to be where they were doing what they were doing. So the admiral is trying to make this all go away. And he actually told the members in the hearing there, well, think about the 280 plus other ships that didn't have collisions. See, it's not that bad a thing. Yeah, at a billion a pop, that's a bad thing. Anyway, remember Donald Trump's Space Force was going to be, you know, in charge of outer space, you know, get Buzz Lightyear to be the commander. And it was going to be a separate branch of the service. Well, that is no longer operative. Apparently, the United States Air Force has succeeded in grabbing control of what will eventually be the Space Force. And so the planning that had already gone into the Space Force is going to be turned over to the U.S. Air Force. And it's a sign that Pentagon leaders, many of whom opposed the notion of consolidating, have found a version they can support. So in the coming weeks, Acting Defense Secretary Shanahan is expected to sign a memo asking Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson to stand up a team that will figure out the bureaucratic nuts and bolts of the new space organization. And once again, I have to raise the hue and cry about just how dangerous it's going to be having satellites blowing each other up in orbit, because much of that debris will just go into other orbits and endanger other satellites. And you could get a cascade effect, or like a domino effect, if you will, where each new satellite that's destroyed puts out another 20, 30 pieces of rapidly moving debris. And it could literally just grind up everything in near-Earth orbit. Okay, the Pentagon is getting ready to ask Congress for a massive increase to a controversial war account, often described as a slush fund, in order to circumvent mandatory spending limits. And this increase would amount to a reversal for President Donald Trump's White House budget director, former Republican Representative Mike Mulvaney, who for years campaigned against what he saw as former President Obama's abuse of the account. So this is obviously not the black budget that they're talking about here. But again, it's Pentagon. More money, more money, more money. Before we give the Pentagon more money, let's get them to find, you know, all that money that they lost. Trillions and trillions of trillions of dollars. They just misplaced it. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network here. Let's talk about the economic news here. Apparently, two-thirds of bankruptcy filings in the United States are from medical expenses. And it underscores, first of all, the high cost of medical care in this country. And second, the fact that insurance policies are loaded with loopholes and exceptions and all kinds of trapdoors, deductibles. If you have a major illness, it can put you in the poorhouse. And again, as we were talking about with that other caller, medical care in this country is not about care. It's not about medicine. It's all about money. And it's been that way ever since Nixon signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act for his good buddy over at Kaiser. China has taken over Scotland's oil production and now controls two of the North Sea's biggest oil fields. And according to analysis of China National Offshore Oil Corporation's accounts, a CNOOC-owned company, Nexen, extracts nearly 200,000 barrels of oil per day across these two fields. That makes it the largest producer in the area. So, and apparently China was able to do this because former Chancellor George Osborne gave tax breaks for oil companies in that North Sea. U.S. is out there making war. China's making deals. They're producing product. General Motors apparently made $11.8 billion in profits in 2018. And now it plans to shut five factories in the U.S. and Canada and let go more than 14,000 people. So how much of that profit is actually from selling product, cars, versus just economic financial manipulation? So, a plan known as the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act, which has been introduced in the Senate by Senators Mike Lee and Kamala Harris, would eliminate the U.S. country caps in the legal immigration system and would fast-track outsourcing of white-collar American jobs to mostly Indian and Chinese nationals imported to the country by businesses, outsourcing firms, and multinational corporations, because they will work for less than the American people. Kamala Harris was on board with this. So basically, this law would fast-track up to 300,000 green cards and eventual American citizenship to primarily Indian nationals in the U.S. on the H-1B visa as long as they agree to take these high-paying white-collar jobs from Americans. So they're being used to try and drive down wages and salaries, which is a fool's errand. Now, the reason Americans need to make a certain amount of money is most of them are encumbered by debt. Remember that story that we had yesterday where something like 7 million Americans are 3 months behind on their car payment. If Americans were all debt-free, you know, we could afford to work for less and start rebuilding the economy. But these foreign nationals coming on in, they're not coming in with mortgages and car loans or anything like that. I assume they get a car after they get here. But they don't have these mortgages. They can afford to work for less. The problem being that we have a government whose debt just topped $22 trillion with a T dollars. And they like to scream that tax revenues are up, tax revenues are up. It's kind of hard to see where that's all coming from, with wages and salaries being driven down into the basement. Something is not adding up. Now, out in California, the most ambitious infrastructure project in America is basically failing. And this is California's high-speed rail system that was going to get from Sacramento to San Diego and from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And California Governor Gavin Newsom basically said, we're dialing it back, and they're going to complete the section in California's Central Valley running from Merced to Bakersfield. That's a distance of only 150 miles. What made his announcement very interesting is if you look at the photo of him making the announcement, there's a chart on the back wall of California's economy, and it's captioned, California will lose $25 billion in the next of revenue in the next recession. And on the bottom of the chart is basically, you know, a graph, and there is a dotted line coming down right into 2019. So I think we know that recession is definitely on its way. Okay. So it was just too expensive. I wonder if that's going to happen to our little train. Now, ours is not a high speed, it's a light rail. But it's billions over budget, years behind. And I talk about it to a lot of people who live here, and more people are convinced they're never actually going to see that thing work. And even if they get it to work, it'll never turn a profit. It's too deeply in debt. It's going to be tax subsidized for as long as it runs. Interestingly enough, last December, Turkey's President Erdogan traveled to Caracas, Venezuela, and met Maduro. And apparently, one of the deals they came up with is Turkey is going to process Venezuelan gold. And the gold will be refined in Corum and basically send it back as finished bullion bricks. So that's another reason why the U.S. wants to go into Venezuela. They've got gold down there and not just the one in the vault. Meanwhile, Venezuela is hoping to create a non-dollar trading bloc consisting of China, India, and Russia, and basically trying to settle payments, oil payments in currencies other than the dollar, which is being weaponized against them. Oh, and here's a little story. You probably heard about this over the last few days. Over in Connecticut, they found basically this suitcase with a dead girl in it. They found the guy who did it. And yes, he's in the United States illegally. Another good argument for making sure our immigration system works here. Over in Finland, dealing with their rising problems from open borders, there's a vigilante group calling themselves Soldiers of Odin, and they're basically out there saying they're going to go after rapists, pedophiles, and so forth and so on. And they're saying Finland has basically been overrun by sex tourists, and there was this grooming gang scandal which involved immigrants and asylum seekers from the Middle East. And the Soldiers of Odin are saying that they're not specifically targeting the immigrants and asylum seekers, but about half of everybody that they're finding that is like propositioning underage girls, are among those immigrants and refugees. So how's that open border thing working out for you? Italy is going to explore bilateral ties for World Trade Organization Brexit over fear of losing trade. And it's a complicated headline, but basically what it's coming down to is Italy's populist Eurosceptic government is examining a potential bilateral agreement with Great Britain in the event of a no-deal Brexit to basically make sure trade continues. Now, Great Britain is Italy's third largest food products market after Germany and the United States. And so all those doomsayers who are out there saying a no-deal Brexit will signal starvation and catastrophe and we're going to have to put out the... No, deals are being made. The trade deals are already being made. Up in Ireland, the Democratic Unionist Party Member of Parliament Gregory Campbell has accused Remainers John Mayer and Tony Blair of trying to exploit the fears of people living along the Irish border as they continue their campaign to prevent Brexit from happening. And Campbell made the comments after Tony Blair said that there would be devastating consequences for Northern Ireland if Great Britain left the EU without a deal, while Mr. Major said there'd be a return to sectarian violence. Campbell, in an interview in the Belfast Telegraph, said these two former prime ministers should be more responsible in their language. Yeah, it's a lot of fear-mongering here. Jacob Rees-Mogg is warning that if Brexit is delayed past the EU elections, which are July, that Tommy Robinson could win the European elections. So that's something they need to look at. Some of the rhetoric coming out is very questionable. Guy Verhofstadt is comparing Jacob Rees-Mogg, Boris Johnson, and Michael Gove to the leaders of the French Revolution, and then following up by reminding that the first leaders of the French Revolution were sent to the guillotine by the second leaders of the revolution. So there's an implied threat there. But right now, the European Union is not equipped to deal with big political questions. What its knee-jerk reaction is basically pushing back against serious problems by simply asserting over and over and over again its own internal doctrines and hierarchies. They're not adaptable, and this approach is not suited to the troubles at hand. So right now, the EU is dealing with three problems. It has to decide whether to risk the economic shock of Brexit without a transition, and it must do so with the specter of recession hanging over the Eurozone's three largest economies, and as the French and German governments seek to maintain a united front with Britain to block U.S. sanctions on Iran. Well, you wanted the job here. Here's another article, this one coming out of unheard.com. And it's commenting on the fact that France withdrew its ambassador to Italy last week. And this was the first time this happened since Mussolini declared war on France back in 1940. So apparently tensions are building between France and Italy. And there have been a series of jibes, insults, and accusations. And most have come from the populist coalition government in Italy and its number two, Matteo Salvini. And this article is titling it the 2019 Franco-Italian War. So it's a mess. George Soros really messed up Europe for everybody here. Okay, little bit of good news for fans of quality education. After spending $400 million on forcing schools around the country to adopt Common Core, Bill Gates has finally admitted the teaching method is a failure and significantly less effective than traditional teaching methods. So there we are. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about this a little bit more. Bill Gates, who spent $400 million forcing schools around the country to adopt Common Core, has finally admitted the teaching method is a failure and less effective than traditional teaching methods. And, of course, parents and teachers across the country have been saying, we've got to get rid of it, that it deliberately dumbs down children and creates unnecessary and complicated methods for working out relatively simple problems. And I got to see some of that. The way they were teaching math, it was absurd. It was like they were trying to mentally cripple kids so that they couldn't solve simple math problems in their head. And so it's been 8 years. And so finally, Bill Gates is admitting that his and Barack Obama's baby, Common Core, is a failure. So that's part of the legacy right there. Elon Musk is wading into this, explaining why traditional schooling is useless. And I don't know what he's planning on putting in its place. But there is no question that our children have suffered from Common Core. They're not really prepared to like go to college. They like need remedial education. Okay. 900 teachers just got laid off from the Los Angeles Unified School District. They are $650,000 over their annual budget. And teachers are going public and saying, there are problems. And America needs to wake on up. A big part of the issue, of course, is all of the illegal immigrants who are pouring into California, and they go to school and they use up resources. And it basically means that because the resources are limited, resources are being taken away from the legal children. And that's not fair. Donald Trump Jr. is being slammed by educators for making a comment about, quote, loser teachers, end quote, indoctrinating American children with socialism from birth. Well, I wouldn't have used the term loser teacher, but he's absolutely correct. Modern education, especially under Common Core, was less about education and more about indoctrination. And we know that the left and socialists have targeted schools and education to sell their agenda to the American people, to the next generation. If they can't convert the present generation, by golly, they're going to brainwash the next one here. Now, this story is a little bit weird. This happened in North Carolina. Apparently, a substitute teacher was forced to resign after she told the class that Martin Luther King Jr. committed suicide. I guess anybody can be a substitute teacher these days. I remember when I was in high school, we had a substitute teacher where when he'd come in, all he would do is play Bill Cosby records and another one that would do magic tricks. All right, here we go into the realm of political correctness. Women are suing Yale University and fraternities to force the fraternities to gender integrate. We've seen a lot of this, but here is the reason. The suit's plaintiffs believe that the most direct route to prevent sexual harassment and assault and to challenge the gender disparities is to integrate Yale's fraternities by gender. And all three women said they've been groped at fraternity parties. So, yeah, their thinking is, let's have the women actually move into the fraternities, and that will solve the problem. And I'm just waiting for somebody to say, okay, if the fraternities are forced to gender integrate, then so must the sororities. Anyway. Okay, the Rutherford Institute has filed a Fourth Amendment lawsuit against government officials who allowed a disabled war veteran to carry two firearms through a security checkpoint only to arrest him for lawfully purchasing canned iced tea, bug spray, light bulbs, and razor blades, which are banned as part of the city's preemptive measures to discourage civil unrest because they're coming up on the anniversary of the removal of a controversial Confederate statue. And a district court judge later dismissed the charges against 64-year-old John Miska, ruling the ordinance used to justify the veteran's arrest was overbroad, unreasonable, and therefore unenforceable. So it's getting kind of weird. So basically, Charlottesville is planning a preemptive state of emergency lockdown in anticipation of the one-year anniversary of the August 12th, 2017, well, I'm sorry, 2018, racially charged protests and counter-protests. Okay, remember David Hogg? Good old David Hogg. He's out there, you know, once again saying that, no, we don't need armed teachers, we don't need armed guards at the school. All we have to do is improve the ambulance response time. This is from the darling of the gun grabbers. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting into the world of computers. A little bit of good news. Donald Trump basically compelling federal agencies to step up research and development of artificial intelligence. He signed a new executive order. He calls the U.S. lead in AI of paramount importance to America's national security. Good assessment. I'm not sure we're that much in the lead compared to Japan. But apparently Trump signed this order on Monday, and it warns the U.S. government against falling behind its strategic competitors in the race for AI supremacy. And says, continued American leadership in the high-tech sector is of paramount importance to maintaining the economic and national security of the U.S. Okay, he's right about that. No question about that. IBM's artificial intelligence debater, they called it the IBM debater, was supposed to be a machine that could debate a human. And they put it up against Harish Natarajan, the grand finalist at the 2016 World Debating Championships, and the human won. So they've got a ways to go on that one. I don't think you can have an AI that is going to really be effective unless it's got a long life and experience. I mean, that's what AIs are doing. They're learning. But how much can you learn in just a few hours or a few weeks? Anyway, hackers broke into email provider VF Email, and they wiped the servers of all data in the U.S. And the founder, Rick Romero, confirmed the attack, saying, yes, VF Email is effectively gone. It will likely not return. I never thought anyone would care about my labor of love so much that they'd want to completely and thoroughly destroy it. Now, VF Email aimed to offer users a better email experience by scanning messages and attachments for malware before they got to your inbox. Well, that tells us who would want that system to go away, the purveyors of malware. They don't want anything getting in the way of getting into your machine. I think that's pretty obvious there. All righty. Now, over in Israel, they've got this spyware firm, NSO Group, and they sell this smartphone hacking software. Allegedly, it helped Saudi Arabia track and ultimately kill journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Mexico's allegedly using the same software to monitor human rights lawyers and government critics. And there are a lot of people who are criticizing NSO Group and what they're doing because their software is not going into the hands of anybody with the authority to be spying. So undercover operatives allegedly approached and tried to discredit critics of NSO Group. This was reported in the Associated Press. Okay. Over at InfoWars, they had this former Google engineer who hails the YouTube censorship campaign as an historic victory. And now is trying to look into Jordan Peterson videos and find out why so many people are watching them. And it's very alarming that these big tech engineers, or even former big tech engineers, they have been sold on the idea that censorship is good. And I'm sure they've been told that your job is to get rid of, you know, fake news like Flat Earth and everything. And maybe they don't understand that what is being targeted is the anything that challenges the official view about anything, like human-caused global warming, vaccine safety, and so forth here. Over in Great Britain, they have this absolutely draconian law where clicking on terrorist propaganda even once could mean 15 years in prison. Now, there had been calls to like have it more than one. A United Nations inspector accused the government of straying towards thought crime with a proposal, which originally stated that people would have to access propaganda on three or more different occasions to commit a terror offense. But that benchmark has been removed from the draft law. Journalists and academic researchers or people who had no reason to believe they were accessing terror propaganda are exempt. So, Cisco has closed a deal to buy optical semiconductor firm Luxtera for $660 million U.S. Luxtera, of course, makes fiber optic cables and the emitters and detectors. And so this is going to really put Cisco into a good position of using photonics for enterprise and web-scale networking. It will be much faster than the cables that we're using right now. Okay, Google Play has been caught hosting yet another malicious app. This one was designed to steal cryptocurrency from unwitting end users. And the malware masqueraded as a legitimate cryptocurrency app, and it worked by replacing wallet addresses copied into the clipboard with one belonging to the attackers. And so your cryptocurrencies would just disappear. And Google is not being as careful about keeping malware out of their little system as they used to be here. Apparently, there's a new and very serious data scandal with the iPhone. Apple is being asked to shut down. This goes back to a story we did last week about how private companies were now able to track you and spy on you through the phone. We're talking entities that don't have warrants to be looking at you or anything. and there are a number of major companies who are secretly recording every move on the iPhone apps without permission. And these are apps that are given away for free by various commercial operations like Abercrombie & Fitch, Air Canada, Expedia, Hollister, Hotels.com, Singapore Airlines, among many others. And apparently the apps were all created by the same company called Glassbox. And again, they're just harvesting data from you. And what they're trying to do is, it's almost like Minority Report. They're trying to figure out what you might be interested in buying next, which would certainly solve the problem of getting tons of email ads for things you just bought yesterday. What is really obvious, though, and the recommendation from this article is you should not use your smartphone for financial transactions ever. And I'm in agreement. Claire and I wouldn't do that. Basically, they say, get a cheap laptop that is dedicated to your financial work. No other apps for movies, travel, or anything. You need to literally segregate and firewall your financial transactions from the rest of your activities. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. It's become a real jungle out there. It's open season on computer users everywhere. And nobody's doing anything about this. Of course, it's big business for all the anti-malware, antivirus companies. They're making money hand over fist. People are scared of having their computers broken into. Now, Activision Blizzard, this is the company behind these game franchises, Call of Duty, Candy Crush, Overwatch, Warcraft, Hearthstone, and Diablo. They are having to lay off 8% of their employees, about 770 people, as part of the company deprioritizing initiatives that are not meeting expectations. It means some games that just aren't drawing in the crowds and cranking up those in-app purchases. So, anyway. Oh, getting close to the end of the show. It's time to talk about human-caused global warming. We're up to winter storm Nadia now, and it is just tearing through the Midwest, canceling over 2,000 flights. 100,000 people are without power. 6 to 12 inches of snow from northern Wisconsin to northern Michigan, and the storm is heading for the New England area. Apparently, out in Washington State, up at Snoqualmie Pass, which Claire and I used to go to all the time when it was summer, apparently more than 250 motorists are stranded at the summit of Snoqualmie Pass. Now, it's not entirely desperate. There is a ski resort up there, which I presume is open, and the stranded motorists can take shelter in there. But apparently, they've had avalanches that have come down off the sides of the mountains from winter storm Nadia. And more than 24,000 customers remain without power in Washington State. I remember those Washington State winters. They could get very intense here. Moscow had their strongest snowstorm in 140 years. And apparently the Moscovites enjoyed it. They went on out with their cameras and smartphones and started flooding social networks with these picture postcard views of the city. I mean, let's face it, every city looks much better in the snow because it's clean and it's white and it's bright. Okay. And of course, we're still dealing with our snow issue down here. Over at Polipoli State Park on Maui was blanketed with snow first time ever. It's never happened before. So, Punxsutawney Phil, I don't know. I'm losing confidence in you. Over in New Jersey, Governor Murphy is apparently preparing to sign a rain tax into law, supposedly to prop up the state's pension system. I'm not even sure how that would be assessed or collected, but that's the new idea. We're going to tax the rain. Well, I don't think the rain is actually the property of the state of New Jersey. What can I tell you? All right, a little bit of space news here as we come up to the end of the program. NASA has officially declared the rover Opportunity to be dead. And it's a little sad, but, you know, after 15 years, that little rover just did yeoman's work. But they sent the last attempt to try and contact it yesterday, did not get a reply. And so OPI, as the flight controllers like to call it, is now officially declared to be non-functional. Meanwhile, in a more recent experiment, remember the InSight Mars lander, the one that is hunting Mars quakes and is going to drill a really deep core into the soil? It's been spotted from space by the reconnaissance orbiter, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. And so nice little confirmation that it is where they think it is. And, of course, one of the instruments on board the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter is a camera called HiRISE, which is able to capture detailed images of the Martian surface here. Okay, remember Ultima Thule? It was this object beyond Pluto, and it was imaged by the New Horizons spacecraft. And the very first pictures that came on in, it looked like it might be a snowman, basically two spherical objects just barely touching each other. Well, New Horizons has finally managed to send back the rest of the data from the flyby, and seen from the side, it turns out it's not a snowman after all. The larger of the two objects is actually flat. In fact, it's being described as a pancake, and the other object is kind of oblate. It's being described as a walnut. But it turned out it's not the space snowman, and gosh darn for everybody who thought it was going to turn out to be that. So, New Horizons is now on its way to another extra Pluto object. It's got enough fuel to get there. And so it's amazing to see all this stuff. And it's amazing for me because, again, reminding everybody how old I am, I was born before there was any of this stuff. I was born before Sputnik. All of this stuff, Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, Viking, all happened in my lifetime. What an amazing thing to see just grow up and develop. And I know for young people today, oh, there's always been a space program. We men walked on the moon some time ago. I got to watch it all unfold. I remember being out there at night. The local newspapers would have predictions for when the Echo would fly over. The Echo was an early experiment in passive radio repeating, and it was just this giant Mylar balloon. And it was, you know, it was launched into orbit and then inflated, and it was something like 100 feet across. And with that Mylar, it was very shiny, and it really stood out. Okay, we've got the rain coming on down. They're forecasting thunderstorms for tonight here. Okay, Elon Musk is doing much better with SpaceX than he's doing with Tesla. And they're getting ready to fly the first demonstration mission of its Crew Dragon capsule to the International Space Station on March 2nd, coming up real quick. Now, this is going to be uncrewed. It's just a system test. But if all goes well, Crew Dragon will start carrying astronauts to and from the orbiting lab this summer, at which point the United States will not have to go through that embarrassing situation of saying bad things about the Russians and then asking for a lift. Now, SpaceX's newest rocket engine was test-fired and reached the power level necessary for the company's next round of rocket designs. They're going to start building them bigger and bigger. The engine is called the Raptor. And it reached the power level needed for Starship and Super Heavy. These are the two designs they're going forward with. Okay, do you remember this Dutch company? It was called Mars One. And it planned to send humans on a one-way trip to Mars to start the first human colony on the Red Planet. Unfortunately, it has now gone bankrupt. And I really didn't think they were going to have much of a success anyway. But they're still out there trying to find another investor to move the project forward. Let's see. What was that other organization? There was another organization that wants to build the first civilian permanently manned space station in orbit and actually call it a nation. It'll come back to me later on. I get tired in the third hour. What can I tell you here? All right. story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Scientists are saying we are entering the sixth major extinction in the history of our planet. And a brand new survey of 73 scientific papers reports that was just released has come to the conclusion the total number of insects on the globe is falling by 2.5% per year. They're calling it the insect apocalypse. And the survey warns that at this rate, there may not be any insects at all by the year 2119, which would be a problem because insects are critical to the worldwide food chain. So they're out there saying they don't understand why. Well, there's two areas to look into. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And we're talking about various science-related stories here. This is kind of a little bit scary. Apparently over in India, they found a missing radioactive cesium-137 canister in a scrapyard. And I think, if I recall correctly, there was a similar incident in Brazil some years ago where somebody had simply tossed a medical radiotherapy machine without properly disposing of the isotope. And scrap dealers came on in. They tore the machine apart for bits and pieces, and they found that capsule and opened it. And, oh, this pretty blue glowing stuff here. And it was one of the worst nuclear accidents involving cesium in history. So they dodged a bullet on this one. Apparently over in Lower Saxony, radioactive material is being stored in the Oss mine, and a state in northwest Germany bordering the North Sea. And this has many locals frustrated. This stuff is not being properly disposed of. It's just being stuck in little dark places where we hope people won't notice it. You know, but mines can cave in. I mean, look at all the problems they're having out there in Hanford. Boy, this planet is just in a world of hurt. Okay, last story for today. Do you remember Jared Fogle? Jared Fogle was this spokesman for Subway, where he, you know, basically had been overweight, and he went to Subway and he was eating all the healthy sandwiches and he lost a lot of weight and he became their spokesman. He was all over TV and quite famous, notorious. Then, unfortunately, the darker side of his life came on out, and he was sentenced to 15 years for child pornography. But apparently, you know, he was sent to this minimum security facility, and apparently he's doing very well there. Apparently he's received a Culinary Arts Award. An ex-inmate is revealing that Jared's cell is never locked, and he's free to use the computer and to gamble. It's almost like a country club over in there. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. Of course, everybody who's familiar with the show knows how I feel about any abuse of children. And so I have very strong instincts about that. Okay, so we're coming up here on the end of the show here. And it's amazing, all the stuff that we've talked about today here. And we're seeing a lot more stuff coming on out that I'm going to have to bring into the show tomorrow. Apparently, Bill Gates is also trashing the new Green Deal, saying it's extreme. All right, there's the music. I got to get out of here. I got stuff I got to do. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and please share what you learn here with your friends and family and everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.